This Friday during the Just Do It podcast, we're going to be talking about how to start a Christmas light rental company and how you can start a Christmas light rental company like Eddie started one back in the past. And he'll go through the trials and tribulations of basically how it went. So make sure you stay tuned to learn more and just start. Good. Welcome to the Rental Boys podcast. Your host here, Xavier Kelly, and my partner.
What's up, guys? Eddie Salceda.
In our podcast, we talk about tips and tricks to help you along in your party rental business. Me and Eddie currently run a party rental business in the DFW area, where we do a little bit less than $400,000 a year. We just started about a year and a half ago, and this podcast is really built for those who are trying to get started and grow in the industry.
Three of the best purchases we've made to grow and protect our rental business. Number one, rental, a rental platform that works as your website to manage your business. Number two, we have A2B, gas cards for your employees to manage fleet expenses. We've been swiping ever since 2020. Number three is going to be Next Insurance, business insurance that has saved us tens of thousands of dollars. We have been protected ever since 2019. Check out the show's notes and sign up through the links. It costs you nothing to sign up for rental and A2B. Insurance quotes are free from Next Insurance. Doing this helps the podcast grow. Thank you all for your support and love.
Hey, welcome everybody. Today we have a pretty good podcast for you. We have Eddie here. You know, old faithful.
Oh, yeah. Always here.
We have a pretty interesting. We're talking about professional Christmas light installations and also, too, doing permanent lights as well, which I didn't know until we just looked up. I didn't know they did that. But
well, back in my old neighborhood, Grandma always left her Christmas lights up, so I guess those are permanent.
I guess so. And she turned them all randomly when you need them to. Yeah. I watched you do them white, so they blend in.
Well, they were the multicolored ones.
Oh, Grandma was.
Yeah, Grandma was.
Grandma was colorful.
Mm-hmm, she was colorful.
So let's get into this. So we have a little bit of sheet from HomeAdvisor. We might use these people sometime to kind of show you guys stuff. It'll be in the show notes. So if you want to kind of follow along with us, check the show notes on there for some of the information on here. But we're about to talk about this right here. So first we'll give a little backstory kind of on Eddie when he first started this with a group of friends, kind of how much they made, how many people it was, how long it took, and then what he think he can do better.
Yeah, so basically, I'm the only one that has experience on this, so a lot of good and bad on this. I was pretty young. And I think it originated with the neighbor of my best friend telling him that, hey, do you know how to put up Christmas lights? Because I really need some put up. Because they had saw us put up lights at my friend's house and they really liked it. So from there, we just kind of jumped into it. I think we charged that specific guy. I think the first year was like $550 and we split it between me and him. And then from there, like, I guess word got out, the neighbors, I think there's two other people jumped on board, and we basically did it for a couple of years. I think when we were all said and done, the next year we charged like $850 and so forth. But yeah, definitely you can make money on this. You know, I didn't think about, you know, like how good the money was at the time, but, you know, for like three hours, 4 hours of work, you get that. But in the beginning, there were just two of us, and another friend jumped in because he needed some money. So, you know, two or three guys, you can get that thing knocked out pretty quickly, especially if you know what you're doing.
Yeah. Well, what type of equipment did you guys have?
Equipment is pretty much just, we borrowed, I think, his dad's ladder. And that was pretty it. That was pretty much it. Just a ladder. And then, you know, manual labor, just, unrolling the lights, a lot of, you know, debating what should go where and then, you know, running to the store. It's pretty much, that's all we have is really just a ladder. Everything else, you do everything by hand. One thing I would say is because we also did like the trim of the house. They sell these little plastic pieces that go into the shingles that you put the lights in. So you're going to need those as well if you're going to do like the trims of the house, which looks really good. It's like the outline of the whole house. And most of the houses you're going to see, you know, have that on there.
So most of business came from, like, people seeing you put lights up or seeing the lights afterwards?
Seeing the lights afterwards. So once, again, neighbors talk, and one thing's for sure, nobody wants to go up there and put up lights, especially if you have to do it by yourself. For the most part, excuse me, we had two people that saw that, and they're like, hey, it's only cost that much, let me go ahead and jump on that.
Oh, okay. Eddie's off. It's over here coughing.
I got something in my throat.
Yeah, it's one. He remember those lights.
Yeah, and I started. My mind is like started telling my body, "Uh oh," start panicking.
Yeah.
Now, because some of the things that was like, and I told Xavier, because there was a couple times he was like, "Hey, we should start this or we should start this," and one thing is he said lawn care, and that's one thing I was 100% against because I don't want to do that. And the second thing he said, Christmas lights. I said, I've already done that, and I've fallen off the ladder. I've gotten shot. I've been attacked by squirrels.
But one thing he didn't say, he never said he didn't make no money.
Oh, we made good money. And it was fun, too. And I just told him about this because, I mean, everybody that listens to me, they know, like, we're kind of, like, I don't know, just, like, goofy or, you know, like to have fun, you know what I mean? So, like, you know, when we were putting up these Christmas lights, we were, like, in Santa Claus outfits and, like, elves outfits. And we would open up our doors and, like, blast Christmas music. And
the good whole neighborhood. Christmas music?
Yeah, of course. The good stuff.
The jingle bells?
Rudolph, all that good stuff.
Or the other ones.
Everything. Mama Kiss Santa Claus or all that good stuff. But, you know, the whole neighborhood loved it. You know what I mean? They would pass by and wave at us. And, you know, I'm over here hanging off the tree by, you know, the Christmas lights on my leg. Like, help. Yeah. But it's fun, you know. I mean, especially, like, if you enjoy, you know, Christmas and just, like, I guess the spirit, you know, getting everybody. When the lights are going up, you're basically like a hero. So it's a lot of fun. It just, I just didn't like getting shocked or, like, you know, slipping on the ladder.
What would you say the main reason why he was getting shocked for?
Well, like I said, there's squirrels and stuff in the tree. So what happens is...
this is for tree stuff.
Yeah, this is for tree stuff. So, you know, animals will nibble or, like, nick the wires. And, like, when you're running the strings, you know, we plug them in and then we run them. And at the time you slide your hand on that one nick spot and you don't see it. And you get shocked. And
that Where's your gloves at?
Well, what do you mean with gloves? I don't like working with gloves. You know,
you like getting shocked then.
Oh, I like to feel everything, unfortunately.
Yeah, you show feeling felt that. Yeah. He said, come here real quick.
You know? Yeah, right. But it's really fun. And then on top of that, besides the actual cost, so this is how we got it started. Because obviously the lights cost money. But thankfully for us, the guy like volunteered to buy all the lights. And then... all he would tell us is, hey, I need you to store it for us. Whether that's another opportunity to store the lights. So I think after the second year, we charged him like to store the lights because there were a lot of totes full of lights. And after that, he just gave us the lights.
Where did you store the lights at?
I think it was in my friend's attic. So we put it up there. But after a while, it became kind of a little overwhelming because you got like three people's places that you have. And there's a lot of lights.
Yeah, it is. What you call it? Fall through?
What's that? No. They have boards and everything. We didn't put it on the sheetrock. It was directly on there.
Grandma wasn't sleeping in the room. And grandma got ran over by a reindeer, but we're like, grandma got ran over by a bunch of Christmas lights.
Yeah, right. No, nothing like that. But that's another opportunity. But I think like if somebody comes in, if I had to start all over, you know, I'd buy it and then I would charge on top of that besides the labors. Renting the actual light strands because nobody really wants to store all these lights. I mean, there's a lot of totes per house.
Yeah,
but for sure.
And then like all here it says about like they range about 218 to 662 kind of like average range. I'm guessing this is for basic lighting, perimeter lighting.
Yeah, for sure because you know we're charging 218. I'm gonna do your sidewalk for that. Yeah. But stuff like that. I mean. Those look like a little smaller jobs, which, you know, people sometimes they just pay for the sidewalk, you know, just do the walkway. Or, you know, a couple, like, net lightings on bushes or, you know, put Santa Claus up on the roof, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, anything they want, you just kind of get it done.
That's pretty good. What was the most expensive job you got to do?
Like I said, it was like $850. Like, everybody brought us the lights, so we didn't have to deal with any of that.
So basically, all you guys, everything you got was profit, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it was all labor, and like we were done in like 3 hours.
Okay. So I know we have, what is it, 4 different types of lights. You have incandescent lights, which I'm guessing all these lights can be used at different points on it. Like, yeah. You might have a mix of it on that part. So it was incandescent LEDs, which you said are the most expensive.
Yes. They're really cool, though, because, like, I'm not going to lie, like, on my stuff that I have at the house, I have LEDs. And it's cool because usually they come with, like, an app, and you can change everything on your app, like, however you can, like, have certain lights, certain patterns, or, you know.
Yeah. So these you can leave up basically all year round.
Yeah, and then they're really like energy efficient. Like the incandescents, I think those are like really easily. They're made out of glass. They're easy to pop and stuff like that.
Yeah, because I see like this photo right here with the trees that we're looking at.
Yeah,
that thing looks cool.
Yeah, it is super cool. But man, that is super time intensive, a tree wrapping like that.
And then you have dome lights, which I don't know, are they naming those the same as these lights? C9 lights? Or
yeah, different? C9s, I know what those are. Domes, I think they're just like a little round
the big, ball. Yeah. The big ones? Oh, like, so that gets, oh, okay.
Yeah, so the C9s are more kind of like a, I guess, a teardrop kind of look. That's what I'm used to putting up, C9s.
Yeah. So basically, people can, you can technically do this for Christmas, kind of like boost up and get people who want to put lights up there. And then find some of the same customers that when during the busy season, you can go do backyard lighting, like when they do the lighting, the bistro light in the back. I guess that's like the,
yeah,
the, what is it, that's like the incandescent lights, yeah, in the back,
for sure.
And you can do those, I'm guessing, for hotels, what are you calling for? Because I've seen like everyone has like somebody set up bistro light in the back of restaurants,
yeah,
and stuff in the back.
Yeah, for sure. They can do restaurants, and then I'm like, there's plenty of times that when they had like weddings, I think, what was that, at the botanical garden?
Yeah.
There's like what's that place? I think it's like a Japanese garden? Yeah, Japanese garden. It's like a really cool place that people have their weddings. And every time I go there, there's somebody that's putting up lights, and that's all they do is put up lights. So it's okay. Obviously, you can make, not only in Christmas, but you can run this over into other.
And so you're saying it's basically sell them on Christmas lights, but hit them with the LEDs so they can use those permanently the whole year. And then they can do them from different things. And then when they get the LED ones, go in the backyard and say, hey, I know you like to throw events, so let me put these bistro lightings up in the back and run the lines out there for you. And then you can do a maintenance plan probably with them to readjust them. They'll pay like, maybe they can pay some type of fee. Like maybe you can turn it into a recurring service almost where you can kind of come out, maybe not like a monthly, but you know, like semi-annually or something like that.
Yeah, for sure. Just check, change out any bulbs.
Yeah.
Cause like, man, that's one thing like, you know, at the time we were young, so we didn't really think about it, but you know, falling off a ladder is like a real risk. So a lot of people don't want to take that risk, and they'll pay the price. So, yeah, for sure, just to go out there, you know, check the bulbs and everything. I'm sure there's some kind of, you know, maintenance, kind of like you were saying, that you can do annually.
Yeah. You didn't have one of those new suits where when you, as soon as it catches you falling, it blows up like a balloon?
Oh, like the airbag ones? Those look cool.
You hit the ground, but then it doesn't cover your head. It just covers your body, and you fall on your head.
I'd be worried. That thing might bounce me up higher off the ground.
It's like, hey! And the dog come grab you. Start chasing you down the street. Yeah, but this one, it seems pretty cut and dry. What were the prices you were kind of talking about for, like, you said a certain amount of strength? I think you said 200, 550.
Yeah, so, like, I know, like, you can get rolls for, like $200, like, 500 feet. And then if you're real handy, you know, you're going to have to cut and, like, you know, make certain sizes. Because, you know, obviously, I don't think every house you're going to use 500 feet. But, yeah, for sure, I know they sell, like, kits where you can cut them and then put the, you know, the prongs on there, the plug in and stuff like that. Yeah.
Well, would you cut them exactly to the customer's house, or would you cut them in your section that you can use, like, 50s, so you can just always do 50s?
Yeah, stuff like that. I'd do, like, 50s or 25s and stuff like that. And then just keep it consistent because, you know, one year you might get one house, the next year you won't. And then now you have this custom cut light for a specific. It might be too short. So I would do that, like, maybe, like, a, like I said, 25, 50, 100, and then from there it goes 500 or whatever you need to do, just so you can always... Then, you know, put the different size strands in each box so you can measure out and see which, how many you need or which one will work best.
I really wonder, like what if you got to the customer and you got them to sign up for multi-year contracts? So at the end of the first one, they put down a deposit for the next event. So you could have custom lighting and stuff like that, exactly to what was easier on that part. Or some type of form of where some lights you do leave up, obviously things that are exactly Christmas themed need to be taken down.
Yeah.
And you can make this one. I can really see someone really doing a lot, playing a lot around with this right here, turns into some type of recurring business where you can just, you know, I'm pretty sure like the recurring business part can be huge. Because once I'm pretty sure the neighbor sees it, if you're posting this on social media and really pushing this out, it's very visual.
Yeah.
And as we've seen, some of these companies, literally, they're using the same house of photos, but we're not going to go too far into that. But okay.
We found a little bit of that.
Yeah. So maybe the same company, maybe it's a partnership. Who knows?
Well, I think 100%, like, I think you and me know most, like, you know, when somebody has a good experience with you, they want the same thing. They don't want to kind of get maybe a guess that you might get the same thing or maybe something less. So, yeah, for sure, I think you can get this kind of reoccurring. And another thing, I think you can kind of do, like, you're talking about the contracting, more so nowadays, you know, when we got inflation and everything like that. You know, you can kind of make it kind of, hey, go ahead and get this, you know, contract with us. That way we can, you know, keep you at this price or something close. That way, you know, people like that. They're like, oh, I didn't even think about that. So, like, in the future, you know, obviously things cost more. So if you can kind of give them that kind of ease of mind. I mean, that's a strategy if you want to use that. But obviously an easy tool to make them close the deal right then and there.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that right there. And then also, too, if you have contracts on all your customers and stuff, now you can actually sell this business if you wanted to. Because you can literally just transfer over the money. You have your book of business. It's pretty straightforward on that. So that's pretty good. Anything more about this right here, Eddie?
No. I think it's like a work of art. I think when you're done, it's every single thing that you do, you don't want to take pictures because it's very nice. It's very eye-appealing. So that's the only thing I'd say. Just take a lot of pictures, you know, post them everywhere you can. I enjoy seeing houses with lights, so I just don't like the price that associated to it.
Yeah. And I also see right, permanent lighting. This stuff costs around $35,000 to $4,000 each right here for permanent lighting. So
it sounds about right.
So that seems pretty good right there.
I kid you not, my tree has $200+ of just lights on it, like, because these are little special lights that. But for every year, I don't know, for some reason, like, I'm missing a strand, so I have to buy another one. I'm thinking my wife is, like, purposely hiding it, so, like, eventually she's like, all right, now put it around the whole house.
Yeah. Neighbors, those squirrels, you know, they might be building a winter wonderland.
Yeah, probably. But I think that's going to be it for today. We're going to wrap up. But, yeah, you guys just get out there and just do it. Christmas lighting, pretty straightforward. And, have some fun and make a little money. I'll talk to you on the next one.
Wait.
Oh, what?
I just remembered.
Which part?
We had someone reach out to us. I'm going to play a little clip for them. His name is Ralph at the end of this thing right now. Just want to say thank you, Ralph, for listening. We appreciate you. We notice you. And I don't know you're from Australia, where you're from, but, you know, send us that. Let us know. And let us know what you're working on, if not that. But here's from Ralph. Thank you.
Hey, Eddie. Hey, Xavier. My name's Ralph. I'm a big fan of you guys. I've been listening to you guys for pretty long while, but following all your episodes, keep doing what you guys are doing, because I'm kind of learning all the tips and trades and getting into this kind of business, and keep doing what you guys are doing. Thanks.
Thank you guys for listening to the Rental Boys podcast. If you haven't already, please drop a review for us. You know, we would love to hear from you. And I think somewhere on here you can leave messages, you know, hit that up too as well, and subscribe and come back for more. We'll see you guys in the next episode.